it's also putting a lot of unnecessary pressure, I think, on children as well.
Lauren Scott is co-chair of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization. He's very concerned with the amount of time spent on test prep and how it influences teaching. Scott tells WBFO News some parents are claiming they were actually persuaded by the district to make sure their child is taking the assessments. Scott says they were told the tests are diagnostic, and that's wrong.
And I just want to state, too, that, you know, there's this belief by some that the tests are diagnostic, that they give us information, and unfortunately they don't. They give you a number. They don't give information on a child's strength or weaknesses. They don't give parents or teachers information on how best to intervene or instruct and provide the best services and support that a child needs.
The BPTO has not taken an official position on refusing the tests, but it has worked to guide parents on the pros and cons of Common Core testing. Some parents at criterion-based schools were told their child's eligibility would be in jeopardy,
which is against new legislation that was passed last year, indicating that a state assessment could not be used alone to determine a child's placement in a particular program or school.
Scott is predicting opt-out numbers for this week's math exam in the city might be higher than last week's English test. Scott is a parent of a pre-kindergarten student at School 81, but he says if his son were older, he would want his child to opt out. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.